Hi, everyone. It's WrestleMania 26 audio, number 3. This is the Shawn Michaels and Undertaker match. The rematch from their classic, an actual classic, from WrestleMania 25, which Undertaker won, obviously, or there wouldn't be a rematch. That's pretty much it.
I can feel the enthusiasm for this match coming out of your mouth right now.
Well, man, we talked when I was talking to you on Messenger, man. It's just this is the one I have the hardest time with. Not because I'm not looking forward to it, but because I just don't know what needs to be said about this match. Which is a great advertisement to listen to the rest of this.
And my response was, it's just been great build-up that they haven't overdone, but they've kept it going since the beginning of the year. I don't remember which Raw they handed out the Slammies at, but that's when Michaels challenged The Undertaker to the match. So, I mean, they started the build-up for this, honestly, what, at latest the second Monday in January?
Yeah, something like that.
And they've actually paced it well enough that you're not just like, oh, my dear God, just stop. Stop. Like, okay, enough. Like, Shawn Michaels let it go enough weeks that you didn't think about it, you know, for a couple of weeks. And then Undertaker turns him down the one time and says, you know, and that ends up making Michaels cost him the belt so that they can get the rematch on. I just thought the build-up was really perfect, aside from, like, I don't know what they're going to do this week. I said the week before, I think we were talking on IM, that I had no idea what they do for hype. And this past week, they had that brilliant, segment showing their match from last year and then cutting into all the wrestlers just being serious about how much they're looking forward to this match again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like, wow. Like, that really kind of got me geeked up about it. But really, like, you can't, like, you can redo that package again, and I think I'd still be getting wound up about it.
Yeah. Well, I know
there's
that
nothing fresh to do, I guess, to me.
Well, this year's build has been really good, but it's a different. Maybe the problem I'm having is that the build up isn't like it was last year, where they were both one up in each other. They had the funeral thing. Michael's having a funeral for The Undertaker.
Right.
And he opens it up and, like, wow, it's lifelike. And, of course, you know it's The Undertaker, and he gets up and beats the bejesus out of Michaels. And then Michaels snuck in and super kicked him one time. And, you know, there hasn't been, like, that animosity. This one's been based more out of Undertaker is doing the psychological stuff and really based off of the whole retirement stipulation. Michaels is showing a little bit of fear in this one instead of being cocky like he was last year, which I personally found way more enjoyable. Him being cocky just was based out of, you know, he really thought he could do it. Michaels had nothing to lose last year. You know, he thought he knew he could beat The Undertaker. If he didn't, well, you know. Well, this year, the hype's changed based off of that one stipulation of, you know, offering his career, as they like to say. The Unos, they won't call him a retirement match?
Yeah.
So,
and that makes me lean towards thinking that The Undertaker's going to keep the streak alive.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What was I going to say? Oh, well, I mean, I guess I do like the fact that it is different, like, to me, because you're talking about how you like more of the cocky Shawn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that he's kind of backed off, because the crowd response last year, Shawn went about as full-blown heel as he's ever going to go at this point in his life last year. And this year, you can tell that he is getting more of a baby face response, and I kind of like that they've almost flipped the tables in a way. Like, The Undertaker, I don't know what he could possibly do to make people dislike him, honestly. Like,
yeah.
If he literally, like, maybe came out and blew off somebody's head with a gun, that might make him a heel, but literally, I just don't know what they can do to make him a true heel. Like, because his mic skills aren't as good as Michael's.
No, no.
So, like, he can't get the crowd to turn against him and get that kind of arrogant attitude, because he almost has it built into his character. Really, it's like, I'm going to take you to hell.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, woo, yay! So, you know, he can't really threaten, like, harm on somebody and sound bad.
Yeah. It's, I'll open up the pit of despair and, ugh. Shut up. Yeah,
so, I mean, I do like the fact that they've changed that up a little bit. And I'm trying to think of what the other mild point in there that we were going towards was, because I kind of backtracked a little bit.
I'm not sure, because I started going off my...
Oh, the career stipulation?
Yeah.
Oh, we were talking about... okay, we started talking about Michaels probably going to be the one that's going to take the L in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Is where we had started from, and you said something about reading between the lines, and that's when you let me go on about.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is, I mean, you read these radio interviews Michael's had, and how it gets harder and harder for him to leave home to go back on the road, and you know, every time he gets home, he doesn't want to leave again, and it just really, it's kind of like, you know what, he came back after 4 or 5 years. Has had a stellar run. He took a lot of time off last year after WrestleMania. Was working a lighter schedule. So it really seems like, you know, maybe this is it. Maybe this is his way of retiring. Maybe this is just one of those things where they're just taking him off the road for a while because of what everybody sees coming is the Triple H interference. That somehow is going to cost Michaels. Obviously, it won't be by disqualification. But I just get the feeling, I don't think Triple H is going to do it in a malicious way. I'm not going to say he's turning heel.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be an accident. And then he's going to have to live with it. Like, oh, shit. And there's no way around it.
And then they... kind of give Michaels a loophole if he wants to come back.
Yeah.
In that manner.
Yeah.
I can see that. That would be a good way to do it. You know, of course, I really do not want to see of course, I think I said I didn't want to see round two of Undertaker Michaels, but God, I almost wouldn't mind a round three and Michaels finally win the third time around, but... Because the problem that I had with him winning last year is that it almost literally gets... Like, trying to say that you're going to be the one that ends the streak is like, whatever. Like, after that match last year, it's like, no. Like, if Shawn Michaels did not win it for that performance, then no. Like, everybody should just fuck off and die. You know, like, there's no reason to have Undertaker wrestle at WrestleMania ever at that point.
Yeah.
Because it's such a foregone conclusion. And this is really the only way to me to put any type of doubt in people's minds that the Undertaker could possibly lose the streak.
Yeah. Yeah. It was almost like it gives me... A little bit of correlation, not correlation, but it really makes me think of the Ultimate Warrior Randy Savage match. If this was Eric or Dusty, they'd be like, yeah, from WrestleMania, blah, 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 and minute number 17. And
yeah, I kind of remember, but...
But it was like, holy shit, who the hell... Who's going to win this match? I mean, it's like, well, who can... All right, not who's going to win, but who's not going to lose? I mean... You just don't see either guy losing, so it's just really weird. To have a match like in a stipulation like that, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know, man. It's
to me like, There almost hasn't been enough fanfare around the possibility of Michaels retiring or ending his career, as they're putting it, for it to warrant him losing. It just seems weird. Like, wouldn't you have like more of a retrospective on what Michaels has done over his career to say, hey, this is what could be done right now? You know,
Unless that's what they're going to do this week, is, you know what? We never thought of this. Here's something. Or Undertaker can be like, well, it wouldn't really make sense if Undertaker did. It's like, our boys in the truck roll the film or something.
Well, oh, I thought you were saying they're gonna do the equivalent for the Undertaker. I'm like, what are they gonna do? Show all the fucking jokers that he beat for WrestleMania? It's like, dear Lord, it's a who's who card of who sucks now.
Or who's not alive now too. So, but yeah, I think another problem is this match has a ridiculous amount of high expectations that I don't think are going to be able to be obtained. So, I mean, how it works, it just, just wow.
Yeah, they can't really top the match from last year.
No.
And I said to Eric, I hope they don't really overdo the no DQ, no count out rules for this. Like, I figure on Michaels bringing out a ladder at some point to kind of get in a spot. You know, I mean, he's not going to pull a Jeff Hardy swanton off of a 20-foot ladder or anything like that. But, you know, it'll add a little bit of something to the match that they didn't have before. But, you know, I don't think they're going to be pulling out bags of tacks and flaming tables or anything like that. So it should add some interest and give them a little bit of flexibility. But if they do overdo it, it's going to be bad to me. Because it was such an excellent wrestling match last year that I don't want to see that happen. You know, for them to depend upon that stipulation so much.
Well, you brought up an interesting thing. Something I didn't think about was the ladder part. It almost seems, if the Triple H interference doesn't happen, that it would be one of those big moves that Michael tries. That's what costs him the match. Because he gets so frustrated, so discouraged that he can't beat Michaels. I'm sorry, he can't beat the Undertaker. That he has to go one of these crazy ass moves and blows it, and that's what cost him. Not the Undertaker winning, but Michaels blowing it again. I mean, he kept saying he's the one that screwed up last year, so it could be yet again he beat himself again, not the Undertaker. Even though Taker gets the victory, whatever.
Yeah, I did not think about that side of the coin there with
So,
the ladder.
yeah, so I
That's
mean,
interesting. Yeah, I like that.
so they've got possibilities. I really think this is just going to fall victim to unrealistic expectations, and
Yeah, it really is. It's going to be nearly impossible to top their match from last year. You know, they are not working with a whole lot of wiggle room in that department.
And plus, Undertaker's a year older. I just have the match from SmackDown on as we're recording this. I'm watching it again. I mean, he's lost a step. He just has. So I just think that another year of wear on him isn't going to help him.
Yeah, and especially considering this probably has been one of the years that he has probably worked more than he has in almost any other year in recent memory.
Yes, good call on that too. That's exactly it, yeah.
You know, he's had that sabbatical sometime, you know, either right before WrestleMania or it's usually not right after WrestleMania since he, you know, usually wins. They've got to find some way to get him out in like SummerSlam or something like that and have him come back at Survivor Series or something. So it's to me, it always seems like it's usually a bit later in the year when Undertaker decides to take his little, you know, yearly time off. But yeah, he hasn't this year because he's been in the title hunt or he's had the title.
Yeah, he didn't have a title last year. Yeah, that's right. No, he wasn't a champion last year, was he? I
Nope.
don't believe so, no. Yeah, well, it's funny. We were just talking about how, like, the cocky Shawn Michaels, and I'm reminded watching the end of SmackDown, the arrogant, cocky Michaels comes out and super kicks Undertaker, totally blowing up what we just said.
Oh, see, I haven't even.
Awesome. Oops. That's called short-term memory, kids.
I haven't watched SmackDown yet because I was hoping to do the. I was hoping to do the blog, and I'm just like, I just don't think it's going to happen this week. I just need to get around to watching it.
Yeah, good show. Real good show. A lot of good CM Punk stuff. So, but that's not what we're talking about.
Nope.
Yeah. So, there's that. I mean, what else can be said? I think we've gone on long enough, just kind of like the Bret Hart one.
Yeah, no, it's, well, aside from the fact that we were dreading watching that match, and even if it doesn't live up to the hype, I think it's going to be a good match, at least.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that it's going to be a bad match, so I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be hard, like, if they do deliver, whoever has the title matches after them, or just if it's a title match after mm-hmm. them, they are so screwed.
Yeah.
Just screwed.
All right. Well, I'll let you send us out on this one, and then we'll get, I'll shut up now.
Okie doke. It's already been happy beer time while we were recording these, or sippy time beer. Yingling in the house. Shout out to even those losers at Pitt.